Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Advent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
You heard Father Xavier say that it's this Gaudete Sunday, Rejoicing Sunday. And it just made me think, I was like, you know, this is Father Xavier's Sunday. He's always telling us to be joyful on all occasions, to be joyful. And I believe it, I want to believe it, but sometimes it's like, is it too much? Is it really possible to be joyful in all the difficulties? Last weekend we reflected on difficulties in our country and our world and in our own hearts. Isn't that just too much, just to be joyful all the time? And then we hear that reading from St. Paul today. Now, just that letter to the Thessalonians, to put it in context, this is probably one of the oldest Christian texts that we have. Written before the accounts of the gospel, St. Paul writing to the Christians around the year 50. So this is the first letters kind of instructing Christians how to live. And the first commandment St. Paul summarizes at the end of this letter that we hear today. This is the commandments of the Christian. He said, remember to do this. And then he ends with a prayer right after this. This is, you know, if you were a new Christian, this is what you would have heard. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And in all circumstances, give thanks. So I guess you're on sure footing. This is what the first Christians were told, and life wasn't easy for them either. But how do you rejoice always? You know, St. Paul, he's a little over-emphatic sometimes. Maybe that's what he meant, you know, just kind of over-emphasize. You should really rejoice often when things are okay. But even before we go into what St. Paul says, I just think of even Father Xavier saying that. I mean, Father Xavier, if we share anything that's happening in your life, he sits there. If you bring the troubles to him, he'll sit there with you. He doesn't try to repress the troubles. Walks with the situation. Walks with what you're going through. It's okay how you're feeling. That's okay. But then he tells us every Sunday to rejoice too. Now, another experience. Someone here in the Catholic community that's been here for a while and went on retreat. A number of people were on retreat and saw students on retreat really experiencing this joy. And it started getting infectious. The other permanent community started feeling that joy as well. And she came up and I heard her tell Father Xavier, said, you know, you always tell us to have the joy. And now I understand what you mean. You know, in fact, you can't really tell us to have it. You need to show us how to have it. And I think that's been a common refrain every time we talk about anything. We shouldn't even just tell you what to do, show you how to do it. Now, that's a powerful thing to say about joy. Well, how do you show how to have that? But it connects exactly with what St. Paul said next, is pray without ceasing. It's really connected with prayer. And I've just realized, just from the experience in these last couple years, if you're experiencing something, sometimes I kind of pray about difficulties. Oh, God, I'm having a difficulty in this. And I kind of just sit out there. Bring the difficulties, the concrete situation, and bring it to prayer and be explicit about it. But then St. Paul says, pray without ceasing. I just want to analyze that for a minute. Once again, is St. Paul being over emphatic? I think it's impossible to actually pray without ceasing. In the Catholic Church, there's people dedicated to prayer. Call them professional prayers. Monks dedicated their lives to prayer, nothing but prayer. But even monks, Cistercians, Trappists, they actually have times of break, anywhere from recreation or even just their motto, ora et labora, time of work and time of prayer. So it's practically impossible to pray at all times. So what does St. Paul mean then? Well, there's another church author that wrote, "You cannot pray at all times if you do not pray at some times." We need to make dedicated time to God, to bring the situations in your life, dedicated time to God. And it's with that dedication that we can have joy. So let's start with the why. Do you want to be joyful? Do you want to be joyful now? Do you want to be joyful when Father Xavier says, have the joy to be able to respond? Okay, amen, amen. Do you have the joy? Amen. Do you want to be joyful? Do you want a Merry Christmas? Do you want joy in your life, joy in our world? Then pray always. But let's start with just praying at some times, making times to pray. Now, if you're like me, it sounds great, and most Catholics that I talk to here said, oh, Father, that sounds good, but then I get busy. I get busy in my day, and usually I try to pray later after work, after the day quiets down, and then I'm too tired, and then I go to bed. This is what I do, too, so I'm just talking from my experience. Okay, so I'll pray in the morning. God, I'll like say a quick prayer, and then I'll pray in the morning, and then you wake up ready to go again. But whereas if you want to make time to pray, if you want to have joy, you have to make that time for prayer. I know many of us say it's like, when we find time, you're not going to find it. It doesn't happen like that. You have to make it. And it's the same as making an appointment with a friend or making an appointment or a business meeting. You have to make it happen. Probably now around the holidays, you're getting ready to make time to see the people that are important in your life. You make that time. So when can you make time to pray? And I suggest just getting ready for Christmas. You have about 8 days getting ready. When could you pray in these 8 days? All the things that you have to do. Just close your eyes for a minute or pull out your phone, check out your calendar for tomorrow. When could you make time tomorrow? Think about it. Look at your schedule. Think of your schedule for tomorrow. All right, I got my time. Do you have a time when you'll meet God in prayer? We suggest 15 minutes. People from this community said that's what they can do, 15 minutes of prayer. 15 minutes, and that's so short. If you went to Starbucks, you'd spend 15 minutes in line, unless you have the app to get through the line quick. You spend 15 minutes at Starbucks, easy, for a cup of coffee. You can make that time that'll transform your life, your Christmas, and our world to joy. Let's make that time. And then what will you do in that time of prayer? Father Xavier and I suggest to read the Christmas story, to prepare for it. When you pray this week, bring your Bible with you. Even at work, I have a small little Bible here. I can just carry this with me, throw it in my bag. And bring it, pull it out when you make time to pray. I suggest to read the Gospel of Luke. It's a chapter and a half. Even if you read a few verses, you could read 12 verses a day. It's easy to remember. The 12 verses of Christmas, okay? 12 verses a day, and you'll read the whole Christmas story in a slow, ongoing way. And I just want to read a few verses from the Gospel of Luke today, just to kind of show you how to pray with the Scripture. And it'll also just prepare us to have this joy at the rest of this Mass and the rest of this week. So I invite you, just put ourselves in the presence of God if you'd like to close your eyes. The most important thing is just to prepare to pray, just as we greet each other with a handshake or a hug or a kiss, that we greet God. God, we come into your presence. We make some time to pray to you today. I greet you perhaps with a sign of the cross, with this Bible to remember your presence. Your Spirit is already here, but open up my heart to your presence. I want to know your presence. I want to hear your word speak to me in this scripture where St. Luke says, "As many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things which have been accomplished among us, just as they were delivered to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seems good to me also, having followed all things closely, to write an orderly account for you. God, as I hear your word, hear the author of the scripture, I thank you that he took the time to write down what he heard, that he could pass it on. So let this scripture speak to me, speak to my life. And I just take a moment to acknowledge the things going on in my life this week, and not all of them joyful. In our state, we're having devastating wildfires. Lord, there's the universities of Santa Barbara and Thomas Aquinas had to cancel their classes, and people lost their homes. That firefighter, Corey, lost his life. Lord, there was a death this week of someone close to me, someone close to this community, Father Patrick. He was so dear to us. I just acknowledge that. That's a cause of sadness. But Lord, as I hear this scripture tells the account of what you did for us, you sending Jesus, that this word seemed good to pass on, to write an account for Theophilus, one who loved you, that you may know the truth concerning the things of which you have been informed. God, as I hear this, let my heart love you more. Let my heart dedicate time for you this week. Let my heart to know the truth of what you're doing, the truth of who Jesus is. As we prepare for Christmas, that we truly encounter Jesus. The gospel prepares the way, just as St. John the Baptist did. May we come out and meet and hear the gospel, that we prepare the way. That you transform those occasions in my life, even the fire that I see, the goodness of people coming together, the goodness of the firefighters that give themselves to help others. That I say thank you even for Father Patrick, who gave his life to serve your church and serve the order of preachers, the Dominicans, and serve this community at Stanford. Lord, give me the confidence to give thanks to you by making this time, that I can always give you thanks, and you transform my life into a life of true joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.